Interesting revelations indeed, but some people still aren't telling the whole truth, are you? So relax, close your eyes, and let the walls of the manor slowly close in around you. Picture it. The birds are singing, spring is in the air, and now comes love. Is that about how it went, Mrs. Withering, when you fell in love with Lord Heathcliff? Alas, that love will never be realised. Unlike the inspector's crush on Blanche Batters. Unless I'm taking things too literally. But the cook has a crush too. Mainly on the silverware that's been going missing from the manor. And that's not the only thing that's disappeared. Dee's priceless Stradivarius has gone walkabouts too. And it would be remiss of me not to mention one final theft. Should we tell them, Reverend, about how your brother, Lord Heathcliff, stole your fiancée from you at the altar? Did that anger you enough to want revenge? But love turns to hate, and presumably one of those feelings was driving Dr. Fumbles to have a heated debate with Professor Peacock in the library earlier. Were they talking about Lord Heathcliff's promise to publish Professor Peacock's novel? Or M. Fattal's paperwork? Or maybe I'm getting confused with Lord Heathcliff's will. Now, how did that one go? I think it ends with Cinders being the sole beneficiary to almost everything. But you probably already knew that, didn't you, Cinders? Well, there's always work to concentrate on when things aren't good at home, which is what Sierra has been doing. A bit of moonlighting, in fact. But wearing what uniform, you might ask? Some people are workers, some people are quitters. Ford's attempt at resigning didn't go too well earlier, but the butler is already serving a 4-week notice period. So, who have I forgotten? Ah, Misty, what's on the cards for you? Last time you met Lord Heathcliff, things turned a bit ugly, didn't they? If I was a gambler, I'd say that half of you were about to work out who done it in the next act. But if you want real betting insights, you should talk to the General. I think it's fair to say he has a teensy-weensy gambling addiction.